Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. And, yes, this is day two of TotalCon. It's also my first game session that I ran. Yeah, go figure that one out. And last year, coming up here to TotalCon was kind of a late decision. We don't think we made reservations. I don't know. We were probably a couple weeks ahead of the con when we finally did. I didn't register to run games. Frog God, we only had a small little table space. Now we have a nice size table. Nice selection of books. By the way, if you are at TotalCon, Swords and Wizardry Complete, normally a $35 book, on sale for $25. Yes, it's being kickstarted to be in a box set with three small books, but the content's not changing. So if you want to get a bargain, Matt Finch is here at the con. Buy it. We'll track him down. He will sign it for you. So today, I ran my first game session ever at TotalCon. And I was surprised when I had a full table of eight. Now, I didn't even know whether it was running with six or eight people. The frogs took care of signing me up, and some people had no clue who they were signing up for because he used my real last name. Ken Whitman still thinks I live out in Lake Geneva because he thinks I'm somebody else. But no, Ken. Ernie and Eric are separate names. I am not secretly Ernie Gygax. Although we both had lymphoma. Go figure that one out. Hodgkins. So, I ran my first game here. I'm running another game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. I got Joe the lawyer on that one, but I had a full table of eight. But what made this table of eight special was it's a table of eight where they all are the same gaming group. This can be good or bad. Sometimes when you get people that are all from the same group, they have certain expectations as a group. And these players were, by and large, 5e players. Some had started earlier and are now playing 5e. And there's nothing, listen, I don't think I'm trying to say there's anything wrong with 5e. Not my personal cup of tea, but bad, wrong, fun is simply bad. If you have a game you like, great. But they were exploring the old school Renaissance or old school Revival or old school RPGs, the OSR. At the moment, as I'm recording, it's a little bit after 8 o'clock on Friday night, they are in Bill Webb's game, all eight of them. God bless. Because you know what? This is probably, and if you've been in my convention games before and you had a great time, I had a great time, this takes nothing away from that. But there was synergy, not just between them, but between me and them. It's the only time I can recall, and I've been running convention games for a number of years for Frog God Games. It's the only time I can recall where I had to put my head up against the wall, because I was standing the whole time, and laugh. Because they were that good. They were that entertaining. They didn't keep themselves in this certain little box. They push the envelope, not just between, and when I say push the envelope, not in a bad way. They pushed me to be a better DM. I'm hoping I pushed them a little bit to be better players, but they were good players. And they were good at bouncing off each other. And again, thinking out of the box. I've had an experience already running with a 5e group. That was expecting, but they were expecting 5e. But this was a 5e group that was expecting old school, so I guess they were a little bit different perspective on it. But yes, very good. And coincidentally, the first time that I've run a convention game, certainly, and otherwise, first time since my return to gaming, where we had PC-PC conflict to the point where one of the mages was killed. Now, it was all fine. It was all in character, and it was truthful to their characters. And one of the things that TotalCon does, and I did not realize this, is that the DM, the GM, gets a ticket, like a golden ticket to give out to the player they feel played the best. Best as a role player, best as a troubleshooter, and, you know, achieving their goals. A person that basically ensured that everybody at the table had a great time. And I didn't feel comfortable awarding that. Because I could have easily have chosen, I don't know, one out of eight, because they were all good players. And they all had their own strengths, which was nice to see. But they complemented each other's weaknesses very well. And that's something that we don't always notice. You know, because it's not just your PCs, but your players all have different aspects to how they approach the game. And this was a well-oiled group that saw or instinctively knew where one player had a deficit, wasn't as strong in maybe one aspect or another, and they all complemented each other so well. If I'm sounding like I'm fanboying over this, I left that game as a GM light on my feet. It was really great. But I didn't feel comfortable choosing the best player. I didn't. So gave it to the group. And I was expecting, well, you know, secret ballot. And that would make sense if it's a bunch of strangers. But nope. No, it was pretty much a 1, 2, 3. And on 3, everybody point the finger. And at least 5 fingers were pointed at my magic user's character, my magic user's player, whose character got killed by the other players. So that tells you the type of group it was. It was really, really good, really, really tight. I really appreciate it. Tomorrow night, I got Joe the Lawyer in my group and others, and it's going to play out differently. I've been playing, the core of it is the same scenario, the same setup, but I've been changing and building upon it based upon how the other groups have succeeded or not succeeded. And in this case, they didn't achieve their end goal, and that's fine, because if your end goal is to have a great time at the table, we left it at a high point. And I said, well, you know, we got 45 minutes left in our time slot, or we can just drop it now because we're not going to hit this high bar again. It's not going to happen. And that's when we ended it. So I want to give a huge thanks out to the players I had in table R8 in the, I can't remember the name. It's the breakfast area, the breakfast restaurant here at TotalCon. Table R8, you all were great. And, you know, you all were great. I turn into a Texan when I talk about great players or great fun groups. Y'all, because yeah. Y'all, right? And what was the name of that room? Zachary or something like that?
Yes.
Zach, there we go.
That's the name of the restaurant.
It's the name of the restaurant. So Zachary. We gamed in Zachary. It wasn't the most traditional setup of a table. And it's a good thing that I really prefer to stand when I GM, especially at cons, so I can project over the other background noise of the other games. Because you could not have sat 9 people down there. Not unless somebody was sitting on somebody's lap, which might have been fine. But I'm glad we didn't have to resort to that. Folks, I am having a very good time here at TotalCon, as is Rach. It might be an early night for us, though. I think everybody's in games to 10 or 11. It's about 8:15 now, so I don't know. Maybe I'll go to sleep early tonight. I don't do that at conventions, but I should. And then be well-rested for tomorrow. Wouldn't that be fun? Not just surviving caffeine. All right, folks. As always, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.